In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hosanna in the highest. Praise the Lord, all peoples and nations. The King of the angels rides on a colt. He comes to crush his enemies with the might of the cross. The children sing to him, waving palms in their hands. Glory to thee who has come to conquer. Glory to thee, O Christ, our Savior. Glory to thee, our God, the only blessed one. Dear brothers and sisters, a blessed and joyous feast of Palm Sunday to all. A blessed and renewing Holy Week upon us. May we learn again this great catechism offered to us freely, this great instruction in the days ahead. Our holy Christian faith summarized and on beautiful display these precious days. It takes us from the heights to the depths and to the heights again. Indeed, as it was for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today he is riding high, or rather riding lowly and humbly, but receiving adulation and high praise. Not everyone celebrated him, however. Behind the scenes of that joy were the Pharisees, angry, vengeful, seeking ways to undo Christ, to harm him. In the very next verse, after our gospel reading from the 12th chapter of John, we read, "The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him." How jealous they were. Of course, how do we know of this desperate conversation of the Pharisees? Perhaps it was Nicodemus there who was on the Lord's side, or perhaps one of the Lord's people, one of the Lord's enemies became one of his people who was there to hear, to report it later. The unfolding of this week reminds us of the fleeting nature of earthly and human glory. They praise you today, and tomorrow they condemn you. Many of the same people who shout Hosanna today will later shout for Barabbas. There will be in this week a sorting, a sifting, a sorting and a sifting out of the people as to where they stand with Jesus. And so it is with us and every generation. Who do you say that I am? As Christ asks the apostles and asks each of us as well. Who do you say that I am? Where do you stand? Today the Lord again presents himself for our evaluation. Come forth, all ye nations. Come forth, all ye peoples. Behold the King of heaven comes to Jerusalem, sitting on a humble colt, as though upon a throne. O unbelieving and adulterous generation, come and see the one whom Isaiah foretold. For our sake, he has come in the flesh. Christ your King is here, O Zion. He has come to destroy the senselessness of idolatry and to restrain the untamed willfulness of the Gentiles, teaching them to sing, "Bless the Lord, all ye works of the Lord." That's our untamed willfulness, that he comes to restrain and retrain. Our willfulness, our wanting what we want, even when it's sinful and harmful. As represented by the ass's colt, He rides. That's us, the Gentiles, wild and willful to be broken and tamed by this rider from above. So we will be invited again this great week to decide as to who Christ is, as to who Christ is to us, who Christ is to me. What does he mean to me? What does he mean to us? Where do we stand, with him or against him? He has his enemies plotting against him even still today. Even still today. And he also has his faithful people who sing his praises like the children of old. Again from Matins we heard, "This is our God. This is none other, there is none other like him. He established every righteous way, bestowing it upon his beloved Israel. After this he appeared on earth and walked with men. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." We praise him today in anticipation of next Sunday, but we also praise him for this Friday, when he will mount a different throne of wood. We celebrate him in a crowd today, remembering his quiet agony in Gethsemane, alone with his Father, when he prayed, "Oh my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thy will be done." Let us bless his holy name. Before thy voluntary passion, O Lord, thou hast foretell the universal resurrection to all. In Bethany, by thine almighty power, thou hast raised Lazarus, who was dead 4 days. Thou hast give sight to the blind, for thou art the giver of life. Thou hast entered the holy city with thy disciples, seated on the colt of an ass, fulfilling the scriptures. The children of the Hebrews met thee with olive branches and palms. We follow their example, crying to thee in thanksgiving, "Blessed is he who comes and will come in the name of the Lord." Brothers and sisters, may this truly be a great and holy week for us all. Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna in the highest! Hosanna in the highest! Joyous feast day.